Hello, beloved of God. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the lover of words. Tune in with us and we can have Faith Talk. Faith Talk is sharing the word of God or talking about what God has done for you. You can visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com or you can email us at staff@faithtalkministries.com. Our mailing address is Faith Talk Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 831376, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30083. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Anything is possible to him that believes. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. The Lord Jesus Christ is good all the time. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast. I am your host, the love of words. 2008 has truly been a year of new beginnings. It has been for me and it has been for the United States as well. We have witnessed history. We are seeing the power of God all throughout our society. We have just seen God Almighty remove the mountain of 200 years of racism and prejudice. We now have seen the first black president of the United States. People like Martin Luther King and many others had faith that one day their dream would be manifested. God is pouring out his spirit among all flesh. He has been showing himself faithful to all of his children. Aren't you glad that you are of the household of faith? If not, I hope to point you in that direction. In previous broadcasts, we have discussed divine appointments and how fellowship with like believers sharpens a person's faith. Our topic today is, do you speak God's language? Many people speak all kinds of dialects. You can usually tell where a person is from by how they speak. Well, we who are of the household of faith speak a language that tells where we are from and who our father is. When Abraham was here on earth, he sought a country whose builder and maker is God. He spoke to the world that he was only visiting. When you talk with a deaf person, you need to know sign language. When you write a letter to a blind person, you should know Braille. Likewise, when you go before God Almighty in prayer and thanksgiving, you should speak his language as well. Our Father speaks the language of faith. He said in his word that if you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I was impressed. Today, we're going to look into learning God's language. We are going to start off with the ABCs of faith. A. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? B. When you go before God, do you believe that he is? C. Do you believe that he blesses those who seek him? If you answer yes to these questions, then you are ready to speak his language. Try out a sentence. Let me hear you say, all things are possible to him that believes. Our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get started, I would like to play a very nice song by Tanya Blunt and Lauren Hill called His Eye is on the Sparrow. God loves all of his children, and he even knows the number of hairs on our head. His eye is on the sparrow, and by faith, we know he watches over us. Listen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven? Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. And I know He watches me.
He watches me.
His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches.
I know He watches.
Amen. Welcome back to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. For those of you who are just tuning in, I am your host, The Love of Words. We are thanking God for you today and eager to have Faith Talk. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com. We have a daily devotion, articles of various topics, faith experience, blogs, online Bible and concordance, sermons, etc. Many things to encourage you to have a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our topic today is, do you speak God's language? The scripture will be read from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is of by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they may have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, and of Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Our topic is, do you speak God's language? The language and conversation that our Lord responds to is faith. Faith is a spiritual language of the heart. Faith is a language that God's children speak to him with words, without words, by actions, or without actions. The Lord Jesus Christ was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and by faith he opened not his mouth. By faith, Stephen expounded and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and was martyred. By faith, David went up against Goliath, the Philistines' champion, who was a giant, and prevailed. By faith, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship a golden idol and were thrown into the fiery furnace. God Almighty delivered them from the furnace, and the king made a decree that anyone who spoke against anything against their God would be punished, because no other God can deliver like God Almighty. There's a couple of points I would like to discuss about the reading. The first point is, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is to believe and then see. The world teaches us to see and then believe. In order to speak God's language fluently, you have to unlearn the language of the world, which is worry, fear, doubt, and unbelief. Faith is a language of life. The Word of God says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. There is a result that comes from faith, and that result is the fruit of what you have believed. The woman with the issue of blood believed that if she could just touch the hem of Christ's garment, then she would be made whole. Observe, and behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. This is Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. This woman spoke the language of faith in her heart. God heard her and turned about and healed her. The fruit of her belief was righteousness with God, healing, and life. Notice how Jesus referred to her as daughter. Why did he call her daughter? He called her daughter because she was speaking his language. And only God's children know the language of faith. Instantly, without being baptized by water, without following the law of Moses, she was a child of God by faith. Next point. How do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. God has also dealt every person a measure of faith. Everyone is given faith, but just like a baby has to learn to speak by hearing their parents, we also have to learn to believe and trust in God by hearing his word. Paul asked the Galatians, who were being bewitched by false apostles, "Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith?" The answer is by the hearing of the faith. By hearing God's language of faith through the word of God, we received faith and his Holy Spirit. He also asked them, "He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith?" This is Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus did his miracles when he heard his believers' faith. When you are speaking the language of faith, God hears you and does miracles on your behalf. Observe, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man knoweth." This is Matthew chapter 9. verses 27 through 30. Our next point is, what does faith produce? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Faith makes us right with God. Belief in the Lord Jesus Christ allows us to receive the gift of salvation and eternal life. When we operate in faith, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. By faith in the name of Jesus, we are given the power to become the sons of God. If we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. We can overcome obstacles in our life because God will act on our behalf. The Bible also says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we exercise faith, we please God. In Hebrews 4, it says, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. See, God gives those who have faith in him rest. By faith, we can enter into God's rest. Let us therefore keep our minds set on believing on him whom he sent. Faith also allows us to see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A pure heart is a believing heart. An evil heart is an unbelieving heart. Now, when I say a believing heart, I'm not just talking about faith in faith, but what I'm talking about is your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have faith in faith, then we make faith an idol or a god. We should have no other gods besides God Almighty. Some people preach having faith in faith. They who preach these things have perverted the gospel and attempt to place some person, place, idea, or thing above God. Make sure you are clear on whom your faith should rely in. Faith also defines sin. Anything that is not of faith is sin. For Christians have so great promises that rest on our faith. We put ourselves in position to receive the things of God when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We just read in the scripture how Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and God testified of his righteousness. Why is this? God heard the language of Abel's heart. Abel had a believing heart. Cain did not. A believing heart speaks even when we are dead. We know this because the word of God says, by it, yet he being dead, yet speaketh. We are fully persuaded that faith is a lifestyle, a spiritual eye, a language of the heart, and a way to please God. I challenge each of you to learn God's language, study his word daily, and sit at his feet and listen to his voice. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd, and he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." His voice speaks a language of faith. If you don't speak faith, how will you know what words he is speaking? I'm glad you asked. God has given us an interpreter. If you believe and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God will give you his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and live inside of you and reveal to you the things of God. Even if you have faith and know the language, some things of God are so deep that you need his Holy Spirit to reveal the meanings of what the scriptures are saying. The Holy Spirit teaches us the language of faith and all hard to be uttered words and their meanings. The Holy Spirit takes what is God's and gives it to us. God bless you all today. I would like to talk about a couple of personal experiences that God has done in my life. In 2001, I was laid off from my job at Delta Airlines. And by faith, God blessed me with another job at T-Mobile, working in their billing department. I worked there for about 7 months. It was a contract position, and at the end of the contract, they were going to offer us a job. Well, to make a long story short, I fasted, prayed, and believed, and I still did not get the job. Now, I know that God Almighty can never fail, but I was wondering if my faith was weak and if my faith had failed. Well, God Almighty is called faithful and true. I was laid off for 8 months. I didn't work. I lived better than I had ever lived. And after the 8 month time was over, God had my old boss call me and offer me the same job that I had. Now, my mother and my father, they kept asking me, "Why are you not looking for a job?" But see, I know that I had put applications everywhere. And if God wanted me to have a job, then he would give me a job. But my work at that time, while I was laid off, was to believe in the word of God and wait on him in whom he sent. I love you all. God bless you. And thank you for listening to Faith Talk Ministries. I would like to leave you with a couple of final thoughts. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Learn his precious spiritual language of faith. Seek his face and seek God for every decision that you make in your life. Stay around at his feet. Open your spiritual ears and hear his word. Love God because he loves you. Be a child of faith and always trust in his word. God bless you all and visit us again. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries radio show. I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our prayer is that everyone listening will come to the knowledge of the truth and develop a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the way, the life, and the truth. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and no one will ever love you like he does. For God is love. Once again, friends, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having more Faith Talk. Visit us at www.faithtalkministries.com. God bless you.